In the small village of Lassanaya, Mamadou Kalisa looks out over his ancestral home. Last year it was farmland, but now bauxite mining has turned it into a Martian landscape that extends as far as the eye can see. Guinea's red gold is the main ore used to make aluminium. The Boké region in western Guinea has some of the world's richest reserves. A mining lorry rolls past, kicking up dust and causing Mr. Kalisa to cough and spit saliva with a reddish tinge. Every day, hundreds of these lorries tear past the surrounding villages, bearing loads destined for China. There is nothing new about China's interest in African raw materials. Both Chinese and Western commodities companies have long looked to the continent's mineral wealth as a way to meet surging demand from China. But difficulties building infrastructure and negotiating mineral rights have stymied many projects. As a result of years of squabbling over mining rights, for example, not one ton of ore has been extracted from Simandou, a vast iron ore deposit in southeast Guinea. Extracting Boké's bauxite has met with less resistance. Bauxite is used in many things, from power lines and planes to phones and cooking pots. China is by far the world's largest consumer. But in 2014, the country's aluminium giants ran into a big problem acquiring bauxite. Indonesia, a large producer, stopped exports because of the damage that mining causes. It requires stripping vast amounts of topsoil and battering the ground beneath. 2 years later, Malaysia ended bauxite mining for the same reason. Guinea, with the largest untapped iron and bauxite reserves in the world, offered an alternative. In 2014, Winning Shipping, a Singaporean maritime firm, and UMS, a Guinean logistics firm, teamed up with Shandong Wei Chao, China's leading aluminium producer, in a joint venture called La Société Minière de Boké, or SMB. Guinea's government also holds a 10% stake. SMB obtained rights to mine two areas in Boké, producing the first bauxite in 2015. SMB alone will produce 35 million tons in 2018, almost double Guinea's total exports 5 years earlier. Everything goes to China. Almost half of its bauxite imports come from Guinea. The stars were aligned, is how Frédéric Bouzigue, SMB's Director General, describes the firm's expansion. Other bauxite miners are based further inland and are constrained by a lack of railway lines to the coast. SMB's sites are less than 50 kilometres from the sea. The company built two ports and roads and transports everything by land on lorries.